You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Mind the Gap campaign has launched Aotearoa's first pay gap registry. In May 2021, the pay gap in Aotearoa was 9.09%, and Māori received only 82% of the average Pākehā's hourly pay wage. On the Mind the Gap website, it says that publishing pay gaps helps companies and employers trust each other, and that pay reporting can help narrow and close pay gaps. Mind the Gap campaign spokesperson, Nina Santos, spoke with me about the registry, and I started by asking her to explain how the registry works.
Last Tuesday, on International Women's Day, Mind the Gap launched New Zealand's first public pay gap registry. So it's essentially a place and a website which shows 160 plus of New Zealand's larger employers. So you can see the business names, the name of the board chair and CEO, and whether or not the organization currently reports their pay gaps for gender, Māori, and Pacifica peoples. So this is really quite historic. It's the first of its kind in our country, mainly because pay gaps are kept in secret. So traditionally, no one wants to reveal this number because I don't think it's very good PR. But it's really important that we shed light on the gaps, because only transparency will really be the key to addressing them. As long as we hide them and kind of keep our cards close to our chest, we can't really move forward and put steps in place to address the gaps. So yeah, that's what the Pay Gap Registry is. It's essentially a showcase of which organizations are leading in this space and also which organizations are missing in action.
So are these sort of big organizations and big companies that are signing up?
Yes. So we invited 160 plus of New Zealand's large employers to report on the registry. So over the last couple of months, since October 2021, we've been working with these businesses directly to kind of get them on the journey and over the line to report their pay gaps publicly. But we've also been working with a lot of representative bodies like Business NZ and Champions for Change, Gender Thick, Institute of Directors, so a whole range. So over 160 employers are there, and at the moment, 50 employers are publicly reporting their gender pay gaps. We have about 7 employers who are reporting pay gaps for Māori and Pacific, so obviously a long way to go on the ethnic aspect.
And which groups are seeing the most difference between pay gaps?
So I just want to clarify, because there's a lot of confusion between pay gaps and pay equity sometimes. So pay gaps exist when group of employees receive significantly different pay. In this case, we're measuring gender and ethnicity. And it's usually measured in a number of ways, usually by calculating the median or average pay. So at the moment, the gaps are quite big, and some more than others. For example, for Māori women, the gap between the average Pākehā man and a Māori woman is about 19%. And it's even worse for Pacifica women. The gap is about 25%. So put it like this, every week, Pacifica women are taking a 25% pay cut in their pay packets. So that's the reality. Obviously, I want to point out that while Māori and Pacifica women bear the brunt of the pay gaps, other ethnicities also experience the gaps. But the problem is, due to the culture of pay secrecy in New Zealand and pay gap secrecy, there's very limited data on pay gaps for other ethnicities, as well as pay gaps for people with disabilities.
And how does the registry help reduce the pay gap?
Main principle is that pay gap reporting works in reducing the gaps. Transparency goes a long way in closing them, really. So in a lot of countries like the UK and Australia, pay gap reporting is actually required for businesses. The issue is that it's not a requirement for any organization in New Zealand. And that's what we're trying to change. So we launched a public pay gap registry in an effort to normalize pay gap reporting and actually encourage businesses to be the leaders in the space, even though there's no legal requirement for them to do so yet. Reporting pay gaps is really an indicator of trust. It's almost like a fairness index. With a talent war and with a lot of employees wanting to work for employers who are trustworthy and transparent and, you know, willing to address issues in the workplace, when a company is willing to publicly report their gaps, we see that as a green flag, essentially. But the pay gap registry also highlights, you know, the need for a single methodology to be used. And we're really calling for new legislation to be introduced, because there needs to be, you know, a single method for the reporting to be consistent. It's definitely a solid start with 50 of our larger organizations reporting and some big names in there as well. But we think that having new legislation, which will require pay gap reporting, will go a long way in solving the gaps.
And so what else needs to be done by employers, the government, individuals to close these gaps?
It's a collective effort, right? Employers have a role to play, the private sector most especially. Government has a big role to play, and individuals as well can help close the gaps. So for the government, again, I want to emphasize we're calling for new legislation for pay gap transparency. The Equal Pay Act, which is turning 50 in October this year, hasn't done its job. It hasn't delivered on its promise. In fact, the Equal Pay Act doesn't even mention anything about ethnicity. So the lack of intersectionality is really problematic. So a new approach is needed. And for employers, it's been great, you know, with the launch of the registry. It's great to see that some organizations are taking the lead on this issue and being courageous enough to publicly report their pay gaps. So we encourage other organizations who haven't yet done so to step up and report their pay gaps, because only then can they start having an action plan to reduce them. And this will really help their employers, really. It's pretty much a no-brainer. And with individuals, one of our sub-campaigns is Just Ask. So there really is great power in starting conversations and asking. Because no one talks about pay, it's viewed as a taboo topic. It's hard to talk about. It's sometimes awkward. Power imbalances in the workplace make it impossible to start discussions about pay or pay negotiations. So we're asking people, especially those with the platform and privilege to do so, to just ask about pay gaps. Ask organizations you encounter daily. For example, your bank, your phone provider, so businesses you pay bills to every month, you have a power as a consumer to influence their decision. So you can do this on social media, you can send them an email, you can give them a call. Next time you come into one of their branches, just ask, what is your organization doing about pay gaps? Are you currently reporting your pay gaps on Mind the Gaps registry? So that'll be the first action, really. Have a look at the public pay gap registry on mindthegap.nz and check which organizations are reporting and also which organizations are missing in action. Because the organizations who are not yet reporting, those are the ones that need to be encouraged and pushed. So we're asking individuals to join our campaign. You know, head to our website, sign up to our newsletter to receive updates, and also let's use our collective voice to just ask and keep pushing for this change.
That was Nina Santos, campaign spokesperson for Mind the Gap, talking about the new pay gap registry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.